From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 86, Rob Parker.
All right, welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. We got a special treat on this World Series edition. NBA champion Eddie House is in the house talking baseball. Can't wait for that. Plus, KTLA sportscaster and reporter David Pingelor, who's in Arlington, Texas. He'll drop by as well. That and much more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball. Number one.
Some people are saying that Game 1's victory by Clayton Kershaw has cleared the path. He's good now. He's not a choker anymore in the postseason. No way, no how am I buying that. It's only Game 1. He'll have to do more and help the Dodgers secure a World Series before you can say that. All we have to do is go back to 2017. Don't forget, he won Game 1 in that World Series against the Astros and then blew two leads, a three-run and a four-run lead in Game 5 on the road. The Dodgers lost that game and wound up losing the World Series. So I'm not buying that. Clayton Kershaw is on his way to redemption, but he has not redeemed himself fully. Another big start, a Dodgers World Series victory, and then we can talk about it.
Number two.
The World Series has a nice buzz, but not the buzz that people would have had it been a rematch of Houston and Los Angeles. I get it. Most people did not want to see the Astros make it back to the World Series after their cheating scandal. They did make it to the ALCS for the fourth time in a row. But the Dodgers lost. And people wanted to see the Dodgers have a chance to redeem itself against those same Houston Astros and maybe win a World Series. And yes, it would have been a sexier World Series. People would have ate up the Astros and the Dodgers. The TV ratings would have been better. There is no denying it. But I have to admit, so far, we got a competitive World Series. It's 1-1 after the first two games. This comes down now to a five-game series. And you know what? I think this is going to be a good one when it's all said and done.
Number three.
Most people don't believe the Rays have a chance to win this World Series because they don't hit enough. In the playoffs before the World Series started, they were batting 209, averaging just 4.1 runs a game in the postseason. On the flip side, the Dodgers were hitting 270, averaging 6.2 runs a game. That's a huge difference in baseball. But it's not about winning by big scores. It's about clutch hits, timely home runs. And let's be honest, that's what the Rays have done. That's why they're even 1-1 in the first two games of the World Series and have just as good of a shot as the Dodgers. They have good pitching, an excellent bullpen, and it's about timely hitting. Scoring 15 runs to win a World Series game doesn't count for another win or anything. You can still win 2-1 and win the World Series. It's about clutch hits, not stacking hits. Clutch hits matter. That's what makes the Tampa Bay Rays that dangerous. Think about it. 209, and they still have a chance to win a World Series.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
He's a champion, but an NBA champion, Eddie House, who of course won the championship with the Boston Celtics in 2008. The only thing he knows more about than basketball is baseball. That's why he's here. That's why we're talking. What's up, Eddie House?
What's up? How you doing, Rob Parker?
Man, doing great. We're in the midst of the World Series. Game three, of course, later tonight, Friday night in Arlington, Texas. Couple things I want to touch on. What do you think of the neutral site and how it's playing with them playing at the new Globe Life Field down in Arlington? You know, this is unusual for baseball. How do you think it's coming across to the viewers?
Well, I think they have fanfare there. There's people that are able to, either their family members or people that are just there to root on their team. I think that's an element that they have that the NBA didn't have, that the NBA was lacking during the finals as far as having fanfare, not just family members. I think what it does make it as neutral as possible. It's a ballpark you're not familiar with. Not familiar with the dimensions of the ballpark, not familiar with how the ball carries in the ballpark. So with that being said, I think it's about as fair as you could get.
I know you grew up in the Bay Area. You are a huge Ricky Henderson fan, an Oakland A's fan growing up. When you look at Mookie Betts from the Dodgers, and we saw game one with the stolen bases, the home run, He can flash the leather. Eddie, he's as old school, like all-around baseball player. Does he remind you of anybody?
You know what? This is funny that you asked that because me and Pop, we talk every day, me and my Pops. And we talk baseball, especially during baseball season. That's what we talk every day. We got something to talk about because that's how baseball is. You talk, it's a game every day, and it's something you can talk about every day. But he was talking about Mookie Betts being the best player in the game, right? And I've always been a Mike Trout fan, saying, "Oh man, I think Mike Trout." You know, it's hard for me to say that I've seen a guy that's able to hit for average, hit for power, steal bases, like you say, flash the leather out in the outfield. Mookie Betts, I want to say that you have to make an extreme argument, and at the end of the day, might be a one of the things where you say Mookie Betts is, but just because he does it on the big stage, and usually that's what has somebody's status surpass another one's status if they're on even playing field as far as they're out there, is what have you done on the big stage? And Mookie Betts has showed up when the lights are the brightest, and it doesn't matter if you're in Boston. We know how big those lights are. And in L.A., it's the same thing. So, I mean, I think Mookie Betts right now is making a strong case to say, hey, man, I'm the best player in baseball.
Our guest is former NBA champion Eddie House here on Inside the Parker. Speaking of the big stage and the bright lights, Clayton Kershaw is probably, and I would say not even probably, he is the best pitcher of our generation. This guy has the best ERA and the best whip of any pitchers in the live ball era. For a starter, Eddie, who's pitched over 1,000 innings. But we know how bad the postseason has been for him. He pitched well in game one, a victory for the Dodgers. How important is this World Series in getting a championship, is it for Clayton Kershaw?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we know how it's been of late for people being able to get into the Hall of Fame and their legacy. People really look at the numbers and forget that in big moments, maybe that guy didn't show up so well. You know, we can argue that all day, but the numbers are the numbers, and he has been fantastic. I think it was not only huge for himself psychologically to get that win and to pitch the way he did. I think he pitched one of the best games I've seen him pitch in a long time, especially with everything that was on the table. To be able to come out there and do that with that pressure, knowing that that weight was on his shoulders, was extremely impressive to me. I believe that if he not only was it huge for the psyche of him, but I think the Dodgers as well. So now they know going into a game, the next game, that if there is a next game, which I think there will be, that he has to pitch. You look at it like, hey, man, I know my guy's going to go out there and lock it down. Not thinking, man, we better put up some runs because no telling what he's going to do out there on the mound today. So I think it was huge for the Dodgers organization and also for himself.
Speaking of the Dodgers, this year in the regular season, the Dodgers were 8-5 against teams with records above 500. Tampa Bay was 21-8, which is just really impressive. Eddie, most people looking at this, the Dodgers are the heavy favorites, but Tampa Bay is the real deal. They had the best record in the American League. Sometimes people, you know, they don't have the big names, but they have pitching. And in the postseason, I think pitching and defense trumps hitting. What about you?
I agree with you. If you don't have good pitching, I mean, that's look at what happened yesterday. You know, you got Snell came out and gave solid innings for Tampa Bay. You know, he gave up a couple runs, but besides that, he kind of had the Dodgers hitters off balance. The Dodgers were up and down without their I mean, they threw seven guys out there. And, you know, Dustin May ended up who I thought, you know, looking at what he has accomplished, and he's, you know, he started some playoff games, some postseason games. You would think you would give him the nod and let him try to get into a groove. You throw him into the middle of a game, and it is a place that he's not used to being. And those are the things that can happen. And, you know, pitching is extremely important. I mean, I don't care how good of hitters you have. If there's a pitcher out there willing and dealing, those pitchers usually, I mean, those hitters are usually on ice, and we sit there and watch a fantastic game by a pitcher. And those are the type of baseball games, especially in playoff baseball, you know, and World Series championship baseball. I always like to see how the pitchers are out there performing and how guys are making adjustments, not only the pitchers, but how the hitters are making adjustments as well. That's the fantastic thing about baseball. It seems like every game can hinge on one pitch, you know, and it's nothing like it.
Last thing, yes or no answer, do the Dodgers win the World Series finally since 1988?
I'm going to go yes. I think they have the yes. I think they have the pitching. I think they have the type of lineup that can thump. They have the type of lineup that can get on base, and then they also – like you said, in game one, they could steal bases. And everybody that's tuned in, man, pay attention to the game. If there's a stolen base, go get your free taco at Taco Bell, man.
There you go. My man, Eddie House, not only a great basketball player, a lover of baseball. Thanks for joining the podcast, Eddie. Enjoy the rest of the World Series.
And no problem, man. Thanks for having me, Rob.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Oh, the World Series is here. The Dodgers and the Rays. One team looking to end a 32-year title drought. The other to win their first World Series in franchise history. It's the first time the teams with the best records in their respective leagues will meet in the World Series since 2013. And the combined 692 win percentage is the highest in a World Series matchup all time. Now, the Rays are one of just six big league teams to never take home the title, and they did it this year with pitching and defense. However, they had a lot of swing and miss in their bats, leading the league in strikeouts. You want to know the last team to lead the league in strikeouts and still win the World Series? The 1938 Yankees. They had 617 strikeouts to lead the league that year in 157 games, only nine more than the Rays had in just 60 games this season. And for the Dodgers, well, they're chasing ghosts. An eighth straight division title without a championship would be an empty feeling. And in fact, it'd be the second longest division title streak without a World Series, only behind the 96 to 2005 Braves. Their win percentage over the last 8 years is the fourth highest ever in an eight-year span, joining teams like the Big Red Machine of the 70s and the 90s Yankees and Braves. They'd be the only team on that list without a title. The 717 win percentage this season is the fourth highest ever and best since the 1954 Indians, who, by the way, got swept in the World Series. So even in an abbreviated season, it is now or never in L.A.
That ball is...
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's ShadowLeague.com MLB insider, J.R. Gamble.
Tampa Bay rookie Randy Arozarena has quickly become a must-see MLB rising talent this October. He's breaking postseason records and carving out a legendary start to his career. JR, is it foul or fair to say that Arozarena is the real deal and not just a player having a fairy tale postseason?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
When you look at the impact of Arozarena, and as Hal Reynolds mentioned on MLB Network, the simplicity of his swing, it's hard to deny that we are witnessing a superstar in the making and not a fluke. Again, baseball has a way of humbling folks and making a player look like Mickey Mantle one day and Mickey Mouse on another. But the advantage of being a rookie and opposing pitchers not having any data on him is definitely helping Arozarena right now. And I doubt they will figure him out in the next seven games. So for now, he's the real deal. The poise and aggression and confidence he's exhibited lets me know that he will be a force over 162 games in the future. Question is, will the fellow Cuban be a Yasiel Puig explosion and then cool off, or a Jose Abreu who comes out the jack hitting 30 homers and 100 RBIs and stays there? For now, the record books await Arozarena, who set a new single postseason record for home runs by a rookie, beating Evan Longoria's 6 in 2008, and that puts him 2 home runs away from having the all-time record all to himself of 9. Barry Bonds, Nelson Cruz, and Carlos Beltran are tied with 8. At the time of this recording, on the eve of Game 1 of the World Series, Randy's also 5 hits away from breaking the Pandas' single postseason hits record of 26 set in 2014. And one for good measure, he's currently tied for 2nd all-time with 47 total bases this postseason. David Freese has a record of 50 in 2011, so his next home run will give him the record. And that's real deal Holyfield hitting to me.
It's time for Trash Talk Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
All right, this week's trash comes from M. Brown on Twitter. He tweeted me this. There should not be an opener in World Series games. I guess the Dodgers didn't learn from the Yankees trying it. Only the Rays can get away with that. Plus, glad we don't have to watch games at Tropicana Field in Tampa. I hate that park and its ceilings. Laugh out loud. If you want to hit me up on my Twitter and make it to Trash Talk, and hit me up at Rob Parker, FS1. And if you're witty, funny, or have something great to say in your trash, you too can be on Trash Talking.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome in Dave Pingelor from KTLA in Los Angeles. He's been covering the Dodgers all year, and he's in Arlington for the World Series right now. Tell us what it's like to cover the World Series from the new ballpark.
Well, the new ballpark is absolutely amazing. I mean, I've been here for games 1 and 2, and I think it's probably, no, I'm going to say it is the best Major League park in the country. I've been to pretty much all of the parks. It is state of the art. It is worth every penny that they paid for the build this for $1.2 billion. It's got a lot of like little nooks and crevices that are really unique. The outside is, it looks like kind of like you're like going to the rodeo. It looks like a barn a little bit, but the inside, whoever put this project together did a phenomenal job. The sight lines are unbelievable. There's not a bad seat in the house. There should be a number of ballparks that should be replicated by this. I mean, it really is beautiful, and it's crazy. I can only imagine Rays players walking into this building going, and we play back there in the dome back in St. Petersburg. So yeah, it is an amazing building, and it's been great here for the World Series to house these guys for the last couple of weeks with the NLCS being here. But it's 100% amazing.
Tell me what it's like to be at the World Series game that's only 25% full. Everyone's wearing masks. What is the buzz like? That's kind of weird for baseball, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, the first game was the lowest attended World Series since 1909. I think when Honus Wagner and Cy Young played, they had 11,388. Social distancing does happen, but I still believe they don't think COVID exists here because they're still walking up and down elevators. But it definitely is a very unique experience. But, you know, coming from Los Angeles, and we've been kind of, everybody's been in a lockdown, it's kind of refreshing to see people out and about enjoying themselves at the game. They do wear masks. You know, I do notice how they have them all seated in different kind of quadrants up and down a line. Last night they had, that would be game two, a little over 11,400. But it's nice to see fans. I'm sure the guys like to have people in the crowd cheering versus just cutout fans in most of the parks that these guys have been playing in during the regular season. And of course, the Rays, they've been playing in Southern California and San Diego with no fans. So I'm sure they enjoy it just as well. But it is very refreshing to see people at a major sporting event again.
How surprised are you that the series is tied 1-1 right now? Do you think the Rays have momentum heading into game three?
You know, me and you have talked about momentum and building momentum. It's tough to, you know, from game to game, having momentum in baseball. But I really think that the Dodgers, especially their fans, they had a bullpen game in game two, right? Pitched seven pitchers, another milestone in World Series history books. Seven of those pitchers, you know, recorded three outs each, which does not happen. So it'll be interesting to see what Walker Buehler does in game three. But Charlie Morton is one of baseball's better pitchers, pitched for the Houston Astros against the Dodgers during the cheating scandal back 3 years ago. He's a heck of a pitcher. It could be a 1-0 game either way. And if the Dodgers don't win that game number three, I think they're in trouble. They're going to bring out Urias in game four. Then they're going to bring out, we'll see what the great Clayton Kershaw's got in a game five.
Is this series bigger for the Dodgers' legacy or Clayton Kershaw's legacy?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it's just as big for both. You know, Clayton Kershaw, his years are very limited, obviously. The Dodgers franchise will be here until end of time, right, for the most part. They'll always have maybe their chances again, but Clayton will not. So you might want to lean towards this is a bigger deal for Clayton Kershaw than it is for the organization because he's only got a couple more years left. So it'll be interesting to see if he's definitely going to pitch in a game five because there's going to be a game five. But he pitched a heck of a game in game one, but we all know the demons of his postseason that he kind of put to rest a little bit during and after game one. That's a great question. It definitely probably leans more towards him than anything else, only because his years are limited in acquiring such an achievement to be a World Series champion.
Ping, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the series.
Thank you.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Here's another reason why baseball is better than the NFL and NBA, and it's about the championship, the Fall Classic, the World Series. Yes, I get the Super Bowl. People are caught up on it. It's a one-game, winner-take-all. I get it. But there's something about the change of the weather, October and October baseball. The games are different. There aren't too many sports where the game actually changes for a different time of the year or to win a championship. When you watch baseball during the regular season, every pitch isn't nearly as important as it is when it comes to October baseball. That's why the games take longer. That's why guys are more patient at the plate. Every pitch matters. Tell me I'm wrong. You've watched World Series games. Get ready for 4 hours. Popcorn, beer. You have to sit tight. Every pitch, that 3-2 pitch that just missed, that the pitcher didn't get called a strike, prolongs the inning, and then there's trouble. Every pitch matters. It's a unique situation only to baseball. Yes, the game changes. in October, and that's what makes it magical. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.